to jump right into it.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What do you want to process?
Kind of everything that happened, like, in the last, I don't know, almost the last 3 months with everything, really.
Damn, that's a lot.
I know. That's a lot for one. That's a lot for one talk, but... Yeah, I wanted to start with Eric and all that.
Okay. I'm happy to process that with you.
I'm still processing it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. I just want to know the truth.
Yeah.
And I can handle it.
I want to know the truth, too.
And I can handle it, you know?
Well, I think the truth is that I love you both very much. That's part of the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I have felt more safe with him. You know, obviously you and I have had a lot more experience in different ways than him and I have. A lot more life experience in different ways.
Yeah, they're very different in some ways.
Yeah, which maybe in that respect it's easier to feel safer.
I mean, I think so.
Because
you don't become as vulnerable, you don't have to go through as many things together. You're not forced to go through as many things together.
Did you feel forced?
Well, no, I don't mean forced in necessarily a bad way. I just mean that when you live together and have a child together, so many things you have to do and deal with, and they're not all fun, you know? And that's hard. It's hard on a relationship.
Yeah.
You know? And so somebody that you don't have that level of deepness or responsibility with, of course, I think would feel a lot freer.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not trying to discount your feelings for him or whatever magic you feel in that situation or in that relationship. I'm not trying to deny that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, they are different. I mean, I guess to me, when you talk about wanting to process that, or you said you felt like it was unresolved, you know. So I think the resolution is, you know, what do you want to do? How do you feel? What do you want to do?
I think I wanted just to feel natural to be able to talk with him freely and to feel like, you know, he's my friend, and for it to feel safe to be able to do that or something. And
yeah,
and if I wanted to go visit him or something, yeah, I would feel like, okay, yeah, go visit or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, we live on different continents, and it makes it challenging and everything, but, yeah, I think. Seeing him every now and then would be nice, you know?
Yeah. The question that comes to my mind is, I mean, all of what you said makes sense, you know, talking about a friend that you want to get to see.
Yeah, but it's not just a friend. It's like someone that I love very much, and someone who...
But the question is, and then I think that's the question, is it somebody that you want to just have a full-on intimate relationship with? In other words, have some sort of partnership. I mean, if it's sexual, you know, if it's not just friends... If it's love and physical intimacy, I guess that's the question to me.
Yeah, I think so. I think I would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think that you really want that with me at the same time? Is that what you think you want? Or do you think you want, are you, I guess what I'm asking is, are you exploring the idea of you want to be with him instead of with me?
Sometimes.
Or like,
I
how
think
do those
that,
work
yeah,
together?
I'm
I don't
not,
know.
Yeah,
do they work together?
Figure.
Do they not work
I'm
together?
I'm not sure because, you know, like I said before, it's like we live on two different continents and how would that even work kind of thing unless.
Yeah.
One of us moved, or we only saw each other a few times a year. I'm like, is that even possible? Is that what we're looking at? Are we just looking at like having an intimate relationship with someone that you see every now and then?
Yeah.
That you care for deeply.
I mean, maybe more to the point is, what do we want to do? Like,
yeah.
What do you want to do? You know, I guess that's the question that comes up when you talk about wanting to have an intimate relationship with another person. It's like.
Yeah.
Are you saying that you really do want to have multiple at the same time? Or are you really saying that I want to explore this with this guy and I don't think I want to with you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, like when we said we were breaking up and things like that, and we're like, okay, we're going to break up, and you decided you were going to go to Austin for Christmas and New Year's, I was like, you know, part of me was thinking like, oh my gosh, are we actually... like breaking up, like this feels really sad. Is this what we really want?
Yeah.
And then the other part of me was like, it's about what we need right now.
Yeah.
It's about what we need after everything we've gone through and how we keep questioning being together and what we want for our future partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Or our future romances or our future love life or exploring
like,
bisexuality, exploring openness, exploring
I hear you, just really starting to think about kind of like reimagining our lives of like, if we weren't together, what would I do, you know? And I agree, I think that in some ways you don't do that until you've
actually broken up,
really let go of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why it feels a little bit free or something. It feels a little bit like a heaviness has been lifted, allowing me to see or something, or allowing me to explore ideas in my head, or, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe that would be the same for you. And
well, then you have to take responsibility for what you really want.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not trying to juggle your feelings about that with a family relationship.
Yeah.
You know, or partnership. I mean, we'd still have some kind of family relationship, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought about that, too. And, like, we have this, like, core family dynamic.
Yeah, that unfortunately, even though there's a lot of love here, it doesn't actually work that well, our family dynamic.
Yeah, it hasn't been working
that well. Do you think?
No, it doesn't. Unfortunately.
I know.
I mean, sometimes it feels like things are getting better, and then sometimes it feels like, oh my God.
Yeah, but it's you and me.
Yeah,
It's not really a sickness of our family. It's you and me. That's
no,
what I think.
No, I know. I think that's how it all started. I think it really started with the whole nursing thing, and then me getting upset with Blaze for biting my nipple, and then you getting upset with me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it started with that. I think it started with us getting pregnant.
Well, yeah.
Very quickly. It started with that.
And then also before that, it did have also to do with the breastfeeding of me feeling really shut out.
And later on, yeah.
Of the parenting experience.
Yeah.
Not even later on, but early on when I couldn't put him to bed and stuff. And it just felt very different to me than what I'd experienced before. And I felt there was a little bit of a schism in our family dynamic at that point. You know?
Yeah. No, when I said early on, I meant like even earlier was the pregnancy, and then early on in the like raising Blaze, like I agree with that. That was hard because I was up against this thing of building a secure attachment, thinking that like not letting him cry was the best way to go about that, and then that it overwhelmed me, it underwhelmed you. You were completely shut out. You weren't part of putting him to bed.
Yeah.
And I was nursing all the time. All the time, like that was my life. I was just nursing mom. Was my life. And it was a lot to take on, and it really negatively affected our family.
Yeah. But here we are.
I know.
And there is a lot of love here. We both try really hard.
I know. What's the missing piece here?
And, you know, and I think ultimately I feel like Blaze will be okay because we both love him so much. But he's had a hard time.
Yeah, he mainly needs us to get along. It doesn't matter if we're together or not. He needs us to get along.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think both of us taking some trips is also a good thing. It's kind of along the lines of this, what we're talking about, imagining your life.
Yeah.
How do you want to live? What do you want to do?
No. If I could even get to the place where I'm, like, really going to travel somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like, I imagine it, and then when it's time to do it, buy a ticket, where am I going? I feel confused and I want to pause.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's a little easier for me in that respect.
Which way?
Of just like it making, you know, it making sense where I would go. I'd go to Austin, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Because of everything going on there.
Yeah. Things can be okay with him and I. Sometimes I do think that the kind of pull that you and I have, like this kind of tension or anxiety we feel with each other, that is affecting our parenting. You know, it's affecting mine.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I thought, well, I get nervous about you leaving, feel nervous about that, but also maybe I can try to find that calmness in that, you know. Maybe I will just feel calm, you know, and
yeah,
it'll be a lot easier than I am worried about.
I think it can be. I'm sure you'll experience some of that. I bet you will.
Yeah.
You can do it. I know you can.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you. Should we have sex now? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's not at all what's happening here, listeners. Tracy's funny. She doesn't really want to have sex, but she likes to take off her clothes all the time and pose in silhouette form against the window.
That was a new one I just started doing tonight. That was fun, though. Mm. Booty out, boobs out.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Are we saying we think we should break up?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that conclusion was all about?
Is it?
Dude, I get so confused, Tracy, because a lot of the times I think so, and other times... Other times I really believe that any two people can, you know, however you want to look at it, grow spiritually, achieve, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's part of me that's just like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Like, it's not really starting over, but kind of. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, that's exciting and fun too. But you, when you find somebody that you, I don't know. I mean, yeah. There are things about you that sometimes I think I just, it's a, I can't, you know? And I know you feel that way about me too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But also...
Yeah, things that I really love about you.
Yeah. Yeah, aspects of your spirit that I would follow forever, you know?
Hmm.
But also have never wanted to get in the way of. From the very beginning, remember?
Yeah.
I used to tell you that, but I didn't ever. I worried that I didn't want to stop you from doing or being whoever you wanted to be, and I could tell you had a lot of directions and passion in you, and that they probably wouldn't all include me. I kind of knew that right away. And I decided to hang out anyway.
What do we do?
I mean, I think we should take our trips and contemplate not being together. Is that too vague?
No, not vague at all. Just think about time apart. That's it. That's all we have to think about. Just having some time apart.
Yeah. And see
where
this leads.
Label on it or something. Yeah.
Yeah.